Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics.
All right, Emily.
Hi.
Welcome to Protean City. It's so nice to have you on.
It's so nice to be here.
And we'll be sure that we mention all of the projects that you're involved with and everything like that, get all of the proper hyping done at the very beginning, and then hop into the character.
Okay.
So people probably already know you from the podcast Whelmed,
yes.
Which is a Young Justice. I don't want to say recap because it's a lot more than that.
We kind of define ourselves as doing deep dive reviews and analysis from both a fan and creative perspective, I believe is the tagline we've been going with for a while.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's a great podcast. People should check it out. There's a real good possibility you already listened to it if you like teenage superheroes.
Like, yeah, the overlap, it's a pretty small Venn diagram. There's a lot of overlap there.
But you are here to play with us. And so you've got a awesome new character to introduce us to.
Yes. Hopefully she's cool.
I think so. I know a little bit already. So, who is your character?
So, I am playing Highwire, whose real name is Celeste Thompson, and she is the reformed playbook. So, she used to be a villain, and now she's trying her best not to be.
I get that. So, why don't you tell me just a little bit about, like, her look, costume, powers?
Okay. So, Highwire is a girl. She uses she, her pronouns, all of that. She is white with short, kind of wavy blonde hair. And her costume is kind of the superhero equivalent of a ringmaster costume, sort of.
Fantastic.
It's black and red. It's got a red jacket with like long coattails down the back, kind of like MCU Scarlet Witch, but more circus-y.
Mm-hmm.
She has a top hat that may have some magical properties of storing things, because even superhero costumes sometimes don't have pockets and you got stuff you got to carry.
Practical. I like it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And she has a black domino mask like most superheroes do. But hers is a little more fancy. It's got kind of little lacy gilded edges to make, because she's a theatrical performer, because her backstory is that she grew up in a circus. Most of her training is circus related, whether that's high wire acts, trapeze, lyra, silks. She kind of did everything her whole life and
Fantastic.
Has just kind of figured out a way to turn that into superhero training. Her powers, she doesn't have any actual superpowers, but she is a really good fighter. She is a knife thrower.
Nice.
Circus.
Perfect.
And that's her main overview there. And she is a reformed-ish, trying her best, villain turned superhero.
Fantastic. Sounds great. So let's hop over just to backstory and hit a couple things real quick. And just then we'll hop into action.
Yes.
So, as the reformed, you have some connections to some of the criminal element in the city.
Yes.
Why don't you let us know who those obligations are, just like super brief.
Yeah, real quick. She is connected to Madame Mayhem, who is a magical supervillain, which is where she got her magic top hat.
Great.
Madame Mayhem has kind of access to cosmic artifacts and that whole thing. She knows Whisper, who is kind of insider info, ear to the ground, all of whatever the supervillain community is up to. She can go to them to get some info. And she knows Damascus, who is a weapons expert.
All right. Amazing. So Highwire used to be a villain.
Yes.
What kind of villainy was she involved in?
Well, Highwire and her boyfriend at the time.
Ooh.
Because I'm me, and superhero romance is somehow involved in everything.
Very on brand.
She was dating Sam Carter, known as Ringleader, and together they were kind of a thief duo, mainly. At least that's kind of how it started, and then it just devolved into a combination of thievery and just causing chaos.
Okay.
So they were doing that for a while until she stopped.
Okay. Did something specific make her stop, or...?
Well, when they were in the middle of one job, a superhero of your choosing. You can pick whoever you would like that to be. Because I did not
too
pick
much
one.
Power.
Too much power.
I was just like, I was like, I have made enough NPCs for this. I don't need to make more. Came to stop them from, I believe I said that they were crashing like a big upscale party.
Okay.
And doing a combination of just wrecking a party and also stealing things at the same time. And a hero showed up and was trying to take them down and realized halfway through this fight that they were just two 17-year-olds and was like, oh, this is not great.
They were ready to like really pound on them.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay.
Got Highwire like pinned to a wall and was like, oh my God, you're just a kid. Okay, let's not do this. And instead of taking them in, she offered both of them the option to become superheroes, gave them some time to think about it, and Highwire, thinking back on everything that had happened and how kind of chaotic her life had become because of these choices and a few experiences in her life of maybe doing a few good things and realizing that that might be a better option, decided to become a superhero.
Great.
Ringleader did not.
Okay.
I would like to vote Hermosa Vida.
I'm cool with that. Does that work for you?
Yeah. Totally.
All right. Sounds great.
That makes perfect sense.
And so you've been doing mostly solo superheroing at this point?
Yeah.
Okay,
just kind
cool.
of trying to, maybe a little oversight from Hermosa Vida, just trying to make sure that I don't break the city in trying to save it. But
Hermosa Vida's great at not breaking the city. Question mark?
See volume 16 through.
Just kind of overseeing me of being like, okay, cool. Don't rob anyone. Don't do anything bad.
Okay.
But besides that, she's just kind of been going out on her own, trying to do mainly small crime stuff, considering she doesn't have any superpowers, but is trying her best.
Sounds awesome. All right. Do either of you have any questions for Highwire?
So were you known as a villain? Like, were you a 17-year-old kid doing stuff like, I have a name, but no one really has heard of me? Or is it something where, like, you hear the name Highwire, and do people think, who the hell is that? Do they think, you mean the villain? Or do they think, the villain who's turned good?
I think she's a little bit new to heroing. Like, she has been a villain longer than she has been a hero.
Okay.
Cool. She was a villain for a couple of years before she turned, and she's still new to this. But I think she's not super well known, but there is a level of, I think, people might recognize her for everything that she had done. She was not, so at first they were very much on the down low, and then as things kind of escalated, it was like, oh, they are a little bit recognizable. Mm-hmm. They would not be like, who's the most recognizable villain in Protean City? It's the 17-year-old girl. No, but people might recognize her.
Okay. Fantastic.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is your family life like? Do you have parents, siblings, any family connection?
She is an only child, but she was basically raised in the circus environment. So everyone in that kind of knew her, and she grew up around a bunch of performers and a bunch of tech people. Ringleader was actually also part of the circus as tech before they went and decided, hey, let's go be supervillains, because that's how every teenager decides to make their life choices.
Mm-hmm.
But her parents, I think her parents are aware that, weren't aware that she was a supervillain, but once that came up and she switched sides, they kind of were like, what just happened? And Hermosa Vida was like, we need to tell your parents what you're doing. So they're aware and they're like, this is better than you robbing banks. So this is okay. Just, you know, don't die.
So they're more or less supportive.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's, oh my God, is that our first parents that are supportive of superheroing? This is almost our first intact family.
Almost. So Katoa's family works but knows nothing.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Anything else, or are we good to jump in?
I have one more question. Since you've been in like the villain scene for a while,
yeah.
I would assume, I'm just thinking circus life, like on the road moving. So are you pretty settled in Protean City now?
I literally had not thought of that until right this very minute.
I mean, another option is that it could be a standing circus that like has a home base.
Yeah.
Like,
either one is fine. That was kind of how I was imagining it.
Okay.
That Protean City being what it is, just has a standing circus that
everyone's
just like, makes sense. Sure.
Yeah.
So she's been here her whole life, but they're this weird little amalgamation of just all these people putting on a circus.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you very much for introducing us to Highwire. And we're going to go ahead and jump on in.
Okay.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Highwire is played by our special guest, Emily Buza, from Whelmed, the Young Justice Files podcast, and she can be found on Twitter at Emily of Arden. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.